promised that I would tell you why I never eat fish. When we all moved into my grandfather's house, it somehow fell to me to keep the old man's mind off of things. We would play casino over an old card table. He never let me win. One time he put one of those tiny model trains into my hamburger. He was a practical joker. I broke my tooth on it. On Friday evenings, we had fish at our house every Friday. Not on religious grounds, but because Grandpa was a fish enthusiast. Keeps you from going blind, he would say. Even though the bones always got caught in his throat. My brother and I would sit next to one another, waiting for his terrible coughing to begin. Then one of us would be dispatched to the kitchen to get a flat heel of bread to clear the bones. He'd gulp it down and slowly his coughing would diminish and then everything would be quiet again and we would go on with the meal as though nothing had happened. One Friday, my parents went out, leaving my brother and I alone to serve ourselves and grandfather. Mom left the fish warming on the stove, breaded sole. Breadcrumbs only helped to conceal the bones. When the inevitable coughing began, my brother and I just sat and looked at each other, not moving. Grandfather's eyes got wide. His face became contorted and red, his arms flailing about. I raced to the kitchen in back with a flat heel of pumpernickel. Grandfather reached out for it convulsively. But I handed it to my brother instead, and he back to me. Grandfather pitched face forward onto the dining room table and then back, knocking his chair over, pulling the tablecloth, silverware, mashed potatoes, fish, stewed tomatoes with peppers and onions, all of it on top of him. Heaped on the floor behind the table, he looked like the remains of some chaotic dinner party. My brother took the incriminating pumpernickel from my hand and
through a method of procedure unknown to man,
stuck it into Grandpa's fingers. I think at that moment my brother and I became accomplices forever. Control your subconscious mind. Don't ever say a word about this, he said. Just go to bed and pretend that you're asleep. We do know that it is incalculably powerful. The next morning, my parents explained to me that Grandpa had gone away on business and had left me a very special kiss goodbye.
Mind, knowing that it's your subconscious trying to get through to your conscious mind.
Thank you. nodules moving to and fro, cyclones of ascending and descending gas. Prominence is slowly rocketing towards the heavens. Slowly, they must be rising at 1,000,000 miles an hour for their movement to be visible to his eye. He did not even attempt to grasp the scale of the inferno towards which he was descending. The immensities of Saturn and Jupiter had defeated him during Discovery's flyby in that solar system, now unknown mega miles away. But everything he saw here was 100 times larger still. He could do nothing but accept the images that were flooding into his mind without attempting to interpret them. As that sea of fire expanded beneath him, Bowman should have known fear, but curiously enough, he now felt only a mild apprehension. Numbed with wonders, logic told him that he must surely be under the protection of some controlling and almost omnipotent intelligence. He was now so close to the red sun that he would have been burned up in a moment if its radiation had not been held at bay by some invisible screen. And during his voyage, he had been subject to accelerations that should have crushed him instantly, yet he had felt nothing. If so much trouble had been taken to preserve him, there was still cause for hope. The space pod was now moving along a shallow arc, almost parallel to the surface of a star, but slowly descending towards it. And now, for the first time, Bowman became aware of sounds.
The synthesis of M, mescaline, or 3,4,5 trimethoxyphenethylamine. A solution of 20 grams of 3,4,5 trimethoxybenzaldehyde, 40 milliliters of nitromethane, in 20 milliliters of cyclohexylamine, in 200 milliliters of acetic acid, was heated on the steam bath for 1 hour. The reaction mixture was then diluted slowly and with good stirring with 400 milliliters H2O, which allowed the formation of a heavy yellow crystalline mass. This was removed by filtration, washed with H2O, and sucked as dry as possible. Recrystallization from boiling methanol, 15 milliliters per gram, yielded after filtration and air drying beta-nitro-345-trimethoxystyrene as bright yellow crystals weighing 18.5 grams. To a gently refluxing suspension of 2 grams lithium aluminum hydride in 200 milliliters diethyl ether, there was added 2.4 grams beta-nitro-345-trimethoxystyrene as a saturated diethyl ether solution using the Soxhlet extraction condenser modified to allow the continuous return of condensed solvent through the thimble. After the addition was complete, the refluxing conditions were maintained for another 48 hours. After cooling the reaction mixture, a total of 150 milliliters of 1.5 normal sulfuric acid was added, destroying the excess hydride and ultimately providing two clear phases. These were separated, and the aqueous phase was washed once with 50 milliliters diethyl ether. There was then added 50 grams of potassium sodium tartrate, followed by sufficient sodium hydroxide to bring the pH above 9. This was then extracted with 3 75-milliliter portions of methylene chloride, and the solvent from the pooled extracts was removed under vacuum. The residue was distilled at 120 to 130 degrees Celsius at 0.3 millimeters of mercury, giving a white oil that was dissolved in 10 milliliters of isopropyl alcohol and neutralized with concentrated hydrochloric acid. The crystals that formed were diluted with 25 milliliters of diethyl ether, removed by filtration, and air-dried to provide 2.1 grams of 3,4-5-trimethoxyphenethylamine hydrochloride mescaline as glistening white crystals. Dosage. 200 to 400 milligrams as the sulfate salt, or 178 to 256 milligrams as the hydrochloride salt.
He told me what's going to happen. You come and you tell him your problems about clearances or something, they always try to help you. Especially Mr. Olson. He's so nice, you know. And then he says if you're flunking, work with your friends, you know. But me, Kathy, and Marion are always around each other together, you know, us three. Wherever we go with each other because we're all real good friends. So we help each other with homework. She doesn't know how to read good, so we read to her and teach her, let her read to us, you know. And then her and me work with our Spanish homework. Mm-hmm. And he's real good about it, you know, because he understands kids more than anybody I know. I'd pay $1,000 to have a father like him.
Are you kids all in here because of problems with fighting? Is that what?
Oh, yeah. I got sent to the cop station last night.
And then it's her turn, and then it's my turn.
How do you kids feel about fighting? You like to fight?
No. I don't like to fight, you know? But like my brother said, don't take it from nobody, you know? If a hippie girl's gonna say she's gonna break a bottle over my head, and I'm gonna stand there and let her do it, there's another guest coming. That's how I'm gonna explain it to the cops. You can take it from a colored kid. I will not fight a colored girl. I'm scared of them. But I'm not gonna take it from some hippie. And now they just show disrespect for a policeman, you know? I've never called a policeman a pig in my life except when they took my brother away. Because I was real mad, you know?
Ending the war in Vietnam and everything.
I'm in Vietnam when I get older.
There was added 2.4 grams beta-nitro-345-trimethoxystyrene as a saturated diethyl ether solution using a Soxhlet extraction condenser modified to allow the continuous return of condensed solvent through the thimble. After the addition was complete, the refluxing conditions were maintained for another 48 hours. After cooling the reaction mixture, a total of 150 milliliters of 1.5 normal sulfuric acid was added, destroying the excess hydride and ultimately providing two clear phases. These were separated, and the aqueous phase was washed once with 50 milliliters of diethyl.
done. Played poorly on the road against the team they should have beaten and lost. Played well on the road against the team they should have lost to and lost. And all of that gets you a 1-2 record.
Yeah, you learn from your mistake in Baltimore, but let's hope they learn to keep the rest of the season. Come out the road, come out of the locker room with an attitude, a chip on your shoulder, and they did do that this afternoon. Denver's a very solid football team, though.
They're going to have to come back and beat the Jets next week just to even their record and get back to even the field. Doesn't make any difference. Losing by 11.
National product within, say, 20 years.
Doctor, you mentioned the ratio of 10 women to each man. Wouldn't that necessitate the abandonment of the so-called monogamous sexual relationship? I mean, as far as men were concerned.
Regrettably, yes. But it is, you know, a sacrifice required for the future of the human race. I hasten to add that since each man will be required to do prodigious service along these lines, the women will have to be selected for their sexual characteristics, which will have to be of a highly stimulating nature.
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, I have a plan.
Will we be wearing suits out to the ship, Penny?
No.
Monsieur!
There's a shuttle rocket.
I do what?
Protection we'll need. Come on, it's time to board.
These suits aboard the ship, Lieutenant, but only for landing and emergencies en route.
You mean, sir, we're going across in that? Well, there's hardly room enough.
More than enough, Lieutenant. Besides, the trip will be brief. Men will soon be crossing in high-altitude suits and breathing gear.
Together almost 5 years, and that takes a lot of doing. It's more than a notion, I tell you. So it gives me great pride.
Leurs chevelures fines passaient devant leurs seins.
Muscular
time out here, and then Matt Millen joins me. We'll be back in just a moment.
One year by, at Valurite, America's neighborhood pharmacy, independently owned, caring, with great prices, too. And the author of Super Nutrition for Menopause. Rejuvex Caplet Daily provides 125% of the RDA of magnesium, 100% of the antioxidant vitamin E,
into the Twilight Zone, W-A-I-F. Crank it.
Mountains and prairies, growing cities and industry.
Expertise within
I sense that this growth
of
was
the subject
but the beginning.
The President and I did
the Great Pacific Railway for California Hail. On the locomotive lay down the iron rail.
Our relationship was very fine, very cordial, very close. Our consultation went beyond even the framework of the proposal itself. It went back so far
Congress
as to a discussion of whether or not we could have
board.
A tax reduction.
Progress,
I had discussed matters of taxation with my constituency throughout the entire district over a period of many years. I had talked to all sectors of the economy in my district and in my state.
Settle over there.
Which was more than 100 pages long, explaining what the committee had decided. A committee hardly ever reports a bill unfavorably in the Senate, and I believe that would be the case in the House. If they do not agree with the bill, they usually table the bill, simply move to set it aside and give it no further consideration. And that's usually the end of the bill. In some cases, the committee will simply decline to consider the bill at all. Committees both in the Senate and the House. They sometimes kept a bill in the committee and not reported the bill at all, even though it was a bill at the very top of the President's recommendation. It is usually the chairman's decision. The committee chairman does have more power and more influence than any individual senator on the committee ordinarily. Now, if a committee chairman tends to ignore the views of a majority of the committee, to the extent that the majority decide it's time to take charge themselves, they sometimes do simply run over the chairman, move to bring a bill up, consider it, and insist on reporting it. The president can urge that the committee consider the measure. He's privileged to talk to individual senators and individual congressmen. He doesn't do nearly as much of that as the press would make you believe. He respects our right to differ with him. And my feeling is that he discusses these matters with us enough that we know what he thinks about them, and if we have our own responsibility to do what we think is best in the national interest.
That was the fifth movement of six movements from Les Rondes, or the Rounds, or the Rondos, or something. And that was the Andantino. The composer of that piece of music was Bohuslav Martinu. He was a Czechoslovakian dude from not long ago, but he's dead now. Performed here by Michel Zukovsky with the Bohemian Ensemble of Los Angeles. You know, with the Bohemian Ensemble, you can't go wrong, and Michelle Zukovsky certainly has it going on with those cats. She happens to be the brilliant principal clarinetist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Michelle Zukovsky. Our next selection